Something that we've already done, which is this past Saturday, the 25th of October. We started on Marine Drive, on the corner of Marine Drive in Umhlanga. And the distance mapped out was 42 kilometers, which we walked from, we ruck march rather, from Umhlanga Marine Drive to Tara Road. That was rented engine garage. So the march, we were about carrying weighted bags, which was 25 kgs and 30 kgs. So we did march halfway, which was 21 kilometers with the 25 kg, and we upped the kgs to 30 kg for the second. Yeah, so on our side, what basically on our side, I think it was more the preparation. So we've been preparing for this for the past 2 months. We've been really putting the work into it. We've been training, and with training, we've been training with additional weight. So we've been wearing a 10 kg plated vest during our training sessions, and we obviously done our training sessions a lot faster. So what motivated us for this kind of challenge is that it's something that hasn't really been done before. We just checked in the region of KZN. And we also noticed that men aren't really recognized for who they are and basically what they are. So then we came to the initiative to say, okay, men's month is coming up, men's mental health month. And let's do something to support it. Let's make men recognize, let's make men feel that it's okay not to be okay. And we just want men out there to speak up. So we basically took on the challenge, packed our bags with the required weight, and we carried every single body's or every single man's burden on our backs. And yeah, so with the 30 kg swap, we just represented that as our own burden to say, this is what we're carrying for ourselves. Yeah. So I think that was the best kind of motivation that kept us going. And we pushed, we fought, and every step was a step of pain. And yeah, the struggle was there, but we knew the purpose or the reason why we're doing this or the initiative behind it, and that we have to take it home and just make history. With us, in terms of the stigmas, we've also checked the stats, right? And we came to know that the actual stats for suicide is high on the men's side on the scale compared to the women. Well, global, not even just looking in South Africa or KZN. So we then spoke to each other and we said, how can we help break the stigma, focusing on our community? Because we run for Wings Athletic Club. We are part of Wings Athletic Club in Renswick, which they are on a mission to create change in Renswick and develop Renswick and just throw a different aspect to the youth. So we basically get a lot of the youth into our club, and we help develop them, change their culture, change their character, and just them looking at life from a different perspective. So we're not only focusing on Renswick, but also all the surrounding areas. And in terms of the stigmas, we are basically focusing hard on that to try and break or crush the stigmas around this health. Because as men, speaking for all men, we bottle things up, and we rarely have a big sponge inside that absorbs. But once that sponge runs out, it's all soaked up, then obviously we're unable to absorb anymore, and then we're just forced to lash it out. And that's why most either turn to suicide, or when they do act based on what they faced with or what their challenges are, then they're full of regrets as to why they reacted so.
Hello, how are you, Lauren?
Yeah, so the importance of this is basically so what we work on as wings, like I mentioned, is getting masters in and developing them to achieve large goals. Obviously, to achieve goals that are beyond their control, if they're not a part of anything, you know. So yeah, because there's a lot of shared experience, there's strong bonds that happen within the club. And yeah,